And she
and she
didn't know that I was home. But I didn't tell her either, because I know her disposition. I knew how she was to her mother as well. As you know, if you're mean to her, you're not a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Mr. was the meanest thing to Ms. I had some pansies all around the house, and they were blooming and looked so pretty. And Ms. said, "You know, I think pansies are the prettiest, one of the prettiest flowers." And she said, "You know, it means peace." And I said, "No, I didn't know what it did." And so I said, "Do you want a bouquet?" And she said she just loved to have it. So I got the scissors and got her a good bouquet, and because they're better when they're cut off after they bloom. And I said, "Now, Miss, any time in this world you want any of these, you come and get them. Don't ask me, just come get what you want. Because I'm not so fond of them, nor a fool with them. I just think they're pretty out in the yard when people pass." Well, she said, if she did, she didn't know what Bill would do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, one day I heard her say, "Let me alone." And I was in my room then and had the window up. So I came up to the front,
mm-hmm.
and I saw him pulling her over to their house.
Mm.
And I said, "Mr., what are you doing?" And he says, "She's got no business in here pulling somebody's flowers." I said, "Well, I told her to. I told her any time in the world she wants them, but she's not going to come and get them. Now, that's one thing for sure." Now, he didn't have anything to do. Ms. was a chiropractor, made the living, and he did the work. He did the cooking and everything. Oh, I guess I hope I'll be forgiven for not liking him.
Well, I can see
but,
how you probably couldn't help it.
But I never did say a word to him, because I knew what they were.
Mm-hmm.
Only when I told him to let her alone and when she wanted flowers. And poor thing, she didn't live long after that.
Mm-hmm.
She's buried at Heba.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up there.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't think I was.
But you did.
But I did. I made an effort to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But she was dressed and put away and as pretty as anybody. She had white hair, and her dress was pink, just a pink sheer or something,
mm-hmm.
and it ruffled. And it looked real sweet on. I don't know why some of her kin people had done it. Ms. had done dress herself.
Mm-hmm.
She wears a uniform when she doesn't have on a uniform. One day I was surprised to death. I looked up the street, saw her going to town, and she had on pants, and I thought, that old thing ran back. The idea of such a thing. But she had them on, and I never did see her wear them again.
Just that one time.
But it is strange to me when they that old would want to put on pants and try to be a man. What do you want to be a man? I think when you're trying to be a man and want to have equal things, I think you ought to do what a man does. Be a ditch digger and a coal digger and everything else. And we have a girl that's on the telephone